Welcome to the Budcast.
We're going to start off by taking our dab of the product that I have today, and then we're going to discuss it. I don't like having a torch noise over the podcast, so. This is a sugar wax.
Bone apple tea.
With this wax, we basically chose it from looking at the menu and realizing that we only had $11 that we wanted to spend and finding the highest percentage wax for $11.
Oh, I'm drooling.
And that's how we got Cali Mist.
Yeah. We got some Cali Mist sugar wax from Regulator Extracts. We got the 1 gram for $11, as Keith said. Taste is amazing. I like that
very
taste.
Very flavorful.
The smell I'm not too fond of, though. It's kind of a weird, just take the bottom. Yeah. What does that smell like to you?
I've smelt ones like this before.
It's not.
It's kind of. It's not a pleasant smell, but it's very strong.
It's like a weird, almost rotten kind of smell. Sour.
I've had ones
it's definitely
that have,
sour.
I've had ones that have smelled like that before. That you said, oh, this smells so good, and I smell it, and I'm just like, ugh.
Really? I'm curious if it's the silicone lining that I'm also smelling.
Is that what that is? A silicone
lining? It's a
silicone
lining. I put it in because I like it.
Oh.
Let me get a swoop. Let me smell the swoop. Yeah, I know it smells the same. It's slightly less, though. It is a sour smell. Kind of curious if this came from like a diesel, if this was like a more diesel-y plant.
But it's also kind of a soury taste.
It is. But it's a good taste.
Yeah.
It's mellow of what this is, for sure.
That and the burning of it kind of gives it a different
so
flavor.
We have a 94.2% Cali Mist. This is a sativa.
Yeah, that's another factor that we added in.
Yes,
sativa. We wanted it to be a sativa.
THC content is 80.9%, so that's all it says. I mean, it has CBD as zero. I'm imagining there's CBGs. I'm imagining that there's terpenes, but they're not throwing it on here. So it's 80% THC. 94 total cannabinoids. That's something to pay attention to on your waxes when you're buying them, at least in Washington. The total percent as of like this is 94%, but it could really be, say, 10% THC and let's just go 80% terpenes. Well, the THC content's only 10%, but they're going to call it a 90%.
But I thought the terpenes was flavor.
Terpenes is flavor. Yeah, it's going to be flavor.
So how can that count towards the total?
It's just how they do the percentage. Total cannabinoids. Because terpenes is part of the plant that they're extracting. They're extracting the actual aroma of the plant. And they put that in as the percentage of cannabinoids.
Weird.
But this is a 94%. Real smooth hit. We did one prior.
Yeah, I do like the high.
And we just did another one. Both good globs, I have to say.
I was just gonna explain the high, sorry.
Oh, really good consistency. It for a sugar wax, this is what I would expect. You got your granules, but then when you, like, it's chunky, is what it looks like, but then when you start going to grab it, it's almost like really wet sand. Just kind of squishes around.
Or like softened butter.
Yeah, like brown sugar butter. That's exactly what it looks like too. It's all brown, like brown sugar.
And granulated.
and granularly light brown sugar.
You want to explain the high?
Well, I noticed it was just kind of like maybe more active, but like I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I got nothing.
This isn't helping. These ads.
Yeah,
$11 for the gram, that's pretty good. Sugar wax, it's actually our favorite.
At least your favorite.
Mm-hmm. I like the shatter too.
Yeah, the shatter's fun.
I like to just crack that off and drop it in.
It's the shatter's pretty fun. Yeah, the flavors was good. I'm feeling the high. It's starting to creep on me a bit. This is definitely a good good creeper. When I went and bought it, it was a very popular one. The lady didn't need the item number or anything. She already knew it. Tested and tasted. So this probably is meant for good flavor. I just wish I knew the terpenes. I will take a picture of this and I will put it on the Instagram account. That is the official Budcast. Or at the official Budcast. If you have any questions, you guys can email us too at askthisbudcast@gmail.com. Shout out for Feel Good Music Podcast for the playlist that we use in the background. That's a good... Love is medicine. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I feel good. I just want to sit back, though. I'm sitting forward.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a good high. I do believe the high percentage.
The 80% is definitely accurate, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Good burn. It did have a good burn. So the quality, I'm going to give it a 10 for the quality. It's definitely, I mean, for $11, you can't go wrong. And I feel like other dispensaries would try and sell this for like 20. Like, what would the most, what's the most you would spend on this?
You know, I can't say because we've never tried a very expensive.
But comparing, so Bruce Banner. And from Sticky Frog and like Golden Pineapple from Sticky Frog.
I don't remember them.
Those were $25.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So how much would you spend on that?
I would say that that is like a $25,
$30. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 20, but I think that's just in part because I know how much it was, like $11. But if I were to look at this for the first time.
I think I like these one or that one. Better than the Bruce Banner Golden Pineapple?
Really?
Yeah.
I like the... Well, see, I just like the Bruce Banner high that the Sticky Frog has. I thought that wax was a good high for me. It gave me a lot of energy.
You know, it did not... I remember the first time we got Bruce Banner. I loved it that time.
Yeah.
When we got the wax...
Well...
It wasn't the same.
When we get the flower, that's Bruce Banner number 3. When we get the wax, it's just the Bruce Banner.
Okay.
So it is a different strain.
Okay.
But it's of the same family, so it's...
It was different, though.
Yeah. I definitely, the Bruce Banner number 3, that is an episode that we did. We compared Bruce Banner to Bruce Banner number 3. The wax and the flower. The Bruce Banner number 3 is definitely, that's the flower, that is definitely a mind-opening high. Really kind of chill, though, you want to sit, and then the Bruce Banner, for you, is mellow, but it made me just bounce. But yeah, this, I would spend, I guess, 25 on it. You would spend 30.
25, 30.
Yeah.
Around that area.
Because, I mean, compared to all of, like, say, the $10 waxes I've bought, the $15 and the $20 and the $25, I've even bought the $35. You can kind of tell with their consistency and their texture of how cheap they are. Because the altered state stuff that we get, that's that $10 stuff, that's always kind of, like, just dense. It's never, like, sand. Like this is, like the liquidy sand. It's always just kind of chunky. But they say it's a sugar wax. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No. It's more like a crumble. It's supposed to be a sugar wax, but it's like a crumble.
I thought you said it's just, they're different.
Well, yeah. It's a completely different grower.
Completely different way of processing. No, you said they have a different technique on how they press it and stuff.
Yeah. But if you're going to call it a sugar wax, it should at least have the look of a sugar wax.
See, I view them as like dessert recipes. You get your cakes. All cakes should be the same. You know, fluffy, airy,
yeah,
crumbly.
But you don't. You got different cakes.
But put together.
It's all different cakes.
No.
You have dense cake, airy cake, fluffy cake, carrot cake, apricot cake, cake.
And then, you know, you got your ice cream, that's all, you know.
That's different ice creams.
Just the general
Ben and Jerry's,
picture.
You got...
So if I picture it as a sugar wax, I think all sugar waxes should be the same, just different.
But even the Bruce Banner and, like, Sticky Frog's sugar waxes are always a little bit more liquidy. It's always like there's a pool.
Then I feel that as a bad sugar wax.
And, like, this is, like, just the... I mean, it's so shiny. It looks like individual...
Their ice cream is not set enough.
It's like this is covered in just trichomes.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, definitely. I mean, I really like regulator extracts. What?
We're really getting into this. Can we just...
I do like regulator extracts. I've bought some stuff from them before, but I got a crumble last time, not the sugar wax, but it's always been a pretty good high, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Where did we even get started on that?
Yeah.